What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Avery.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that dog was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. He said, okay, I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin is not here, but welcome to Quack Attack Podcast, an definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. Kevin is off in a foreign land. He's in Costa Rica. I asked him if he wanted to pod. He just sent us a picture of like the ocean with like a little tiny canoe. It looked nice and peaceful. It was cloudy, though, so I did have that going for me. But who knows if and when Kevin will ever come back and make an appearance on the pod again. But we'll see. Well, I'm sure we'll hear a lot about his, you know, adventures in Costa Rica one way or another. So
we will move on without him.
I'm looking. There's like palm trees and like a little canoe and mountains in the background. I'll put it in the show notes. It looked nice. But let's move on. We are back with another quick, well, I guess a Mighty Ducks Minute, I should say. That is the topic for today. No real preamble other than, you know, making fun of, well, not really making fun of Kevin, but we are back. Mighty Ducks Minute. We've added the Mighty Ducks Game Changers Minutes. Last time we did a Mighty Ducks Minute, I think it was 6:15. So that was well into Mighty Ducks Game Changers. We are going back to Game Changers with Mighty Ducks Minute 442. So this is a minute 13 to 14 in episode 4, Hockey Moms. And let's just take a listen first. There's no real, I think, setup here. There's, you know, the Hockey Moms are training and Evan and Coob and Nick have, you know, gone to the sleepover, so there's some transition there. But let's listen to the minute now.
So good, actually.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Gotta be power of flight.
What? Invisibility. Way cooler.
Way creepier, I'll give you that.
I was sneaking around and looking at people while they can't see you watching them. Creepy. Oh, yeah, now I hear it. Yeah. What's up with Coop?
No, he said this is his first sleepover.
Coop?
Hey, Coop.
Here, I'll text him. Okay. How you doing? He said K.
Okay, since we're not skating, we're going to be focusing on your form and your follow through, and I'll be clocking your speed.
What's Stephanie's record again?
It doesn't matter. 39 miles an hour.
Okay.
There you go. Just initial thoughts, Tommy, on this minute.
I think it's rare that we've had like a minute kind of go from essentially scene to scene. And we have two different scenes, obviously just at the very beginning and the very end. But, you know, I guess, you know, when you have so many characters in a TV show, you're going to be doing that more. So that's something we'll probably see more through the Mighty Ducks minutes that we have. We've actually been very lucky, I thought. And like all of our Mighty Ducks minutes have been like very like nice and tight. You didn't miss like the very best part of a scene or anything. But this also kind of worked out because you essentially have like 50 seconds of the Evan, Coob, and Maxwell Simpkins, you know, sleepover. So, It'll be interesting to hear a little bit more of your thoughts, Mike, about what the scenes are. And again, we try not to cheat and say what happened just before or what happened just after, but there's a couple of like, you know, I think better parts for the hockey playing like right before and right after.
Yeah, that was also my first reaction. Very awkward minute. Probably the most awkward minute we had because you have like essentially 5 seconds of the end of, well, I guess it cuts away from the training after 5 seconds and we go to the sleepover scene, which is a pretty good scene. I enjoyed it. Some good jokes in there. And then you have another, you know, 10 seconds, 5-10 seconds of back on the ice with Bombay and Alex. And you don't really get into the good stuff there. So we really,
are shortchanged in this minute by, I would say, you know, a good 10-15 seconds of this minute is sort of transition. So we really just have, you know, Evan, Nick, Coob at the sleepover. They're in their in Nick's room playing cards, talking about superpowers. How did you feel about the whole interaction there between the three?
A little bit mixed. In all these scenes, you know, I always, you know, watched a few times and try to like pick up on things, etc., and overanalyze. You know, that's what people love about this podcast, is we're overanalyzing, you know, hockey movies for kids. We got the sleepover, and it, again, it's like TV shows, you got to have so many kind of like one-liners, and you know, you've got Nick with, you know, I guess like three of them in the span of like 50 seconds, where he talks about like invisibility and, you know, just kind of, it's his first sleepover, just text us K, you know, that kind of thing. And so a lot of, you know, like jokes per minute they're trying to get in. And I don't think we've really experienced too much of that yet, because again, we haven't really done too many minutes on the Game Changers yet.
Yeah. I liked, you know, the superhero discussion. That is a discussion I feel like kids would have. I was trying to figure out what card game they were playing, but they just seemed to be like holding stacks of cards in their hand. It wasn't like...
Yeah. So Nick is just kind of dealing cards during the entire scene, which I think helps for continuity. So Nick is just holding like the deck in his left hand and dealing with the right, while Evan is kind of like picking up cards. So you got to wonder what the two of them are playing. And they each have like a little bowl of popcorn in front of them. They're sitting on Nick's bed while Coob, in this very large bedroom, is kind of away near the closet, whatever, sitting like a very, very comfortable looking like beanbag chair with his feet up on like a beanbag ottoman kind of thing. So it's a big room, because not only do you have the bed, but you also have like two other like inflatable mattresses and still like room to spare. But yeah, the card game, I was like, is there any, but no, it's just him dealing. But it's like a very, very well designed like kids room, I would say. Mm-hmm. You have like all the props you would expect to have. You know, you've got like a basketball, you've got a guitar, you've got a telescope, kind of like animal toys, you know, random shit on the wall. But I think they kind of whiffed, because there was no podcast equipment, and we know that's, you know, or even like hockey gear, and you think those are kind of the two things going on in Nick's life right now that you'd want to have representation in his bedroom. But so one day we'll hear someone about set design and kind of think about like, how did you pick all this random shit in this room? And it's, you know, very purposefully, you know, messy kind of thing, and, you know, clothes strewn about, that kind of thing.
Yeah, great point. Nick, even though he wasn't playing hockey, he was a hockey fan. He had a podcast about hockey. No sign of hockey in his room at all. There's like a car poster and other random posters. And you would think, in some sense, that the room would be where he stored his podcast equipment. Nothing there that we can see. The only guess I would have for a card game would be War, but that doesn't... Maybe it was the end of War and they were splitting up the piles, because, again, they did not have the cards like fanned out, like, you know, hands. They were just holding them in a stack. And I don't know what was happening there. But, yeah, that would be my only guess. They were starting it or ending it, maybe. And
maybe they're like, I could see War, and maybe they're like betting the popcorn or something. You know, that's what I think would what they would do. If you just have two people playing, or, you know, they probably like wanted to deal Coob in and he's just on his phone the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great point about the size of the room, though, because I did not pick up on that. But yeah, there's the bed, two air mattresses, and then Coob has plenty of room to be by himself. And you would figure Nick, it makes it seem, at least, Nick is like a middle class, upper-ish middle class type deal. So maybe he does have a large enough room, you know, being the only child.
I think that he's like comfortably like upper middle class, you know. It's like, you know, his parents, you know, he's got, you know, two moms that we've established, and, you know, I think that they're more well off than you'd expect, like a Charlie Conway or one of the kids in that from the movies. Another thing I'd like to point out is Coop's terrible manners. He's wearing socks and sandals, which is, you know, it's a little embarrassing, but he has his shoes on still while he has his feet on the ottoman, like his beanbag. It's very rude. I think I'm very much team take your shoes off when you go to someone's house. And now he's got his shoes on the furniture. So maybe that's just like a nice subtle nod that he doesn't know how to act in front of people.
That's I'm learning stuff about you too, about team take your shoes off. Maybe I'm going to have make sure I take my shoes off next time I go to your house. I'll be very
yeah, please
focused.
Do.
I'll be very focused on that. Yeah, I mean, Coop, not a lot of, you know, parenting going on in Coop's household. Not a lot of manners, I would assume, being taught there. So I guess you can't fault them too much. Yeah, I would think Coop acting like Coop, as you said, Nick trying to get on the jokes. I enjoyed the jokes. I enjoyed the K joke probably the best. Out of everything, what stood out to you in terms of, you know, the jokes and the laughs?
That was the best one. I agree. I was trying to remember like what happened, because it would also, I think it would have been good if he was just like, he just left me on red or whatever, you know. Which might have been a little bit too like up there, but I think just K, you know, is very good. The whole superpower thing. I mean, we could literally have like an entire podcast about this kind of thing. And so a little predictable. I didn't think Nick's delivery was super great with his thing, but you know, it's again, it's kids at the sleepover, whatever. That's the kind of thing you talk about. You got to wonder, like, they're playing cards, eating popcorn. You know, were they trying not to play video games? But you'd think, like, Coop, you love video games. Maybe we could play video games with Coop to, like, get him involved. But I don't know. Yeah, so that's my thoughts. But again, the delivery was good. I thought also, like, the first few seconds and the last, you know, 5 seconds where you're in that other scene, Bombay, you don't really see it. He's got, like, good facial expressions. So it's kind of like, when he has started to come around to Lauren Graham, Alex, and so I thought that, you know, his delivery, even though he doesn't really have, like, I guess he has like one line, his like acting is good.
Yeah, great point. It's a great point. You sort of open up on, you know, Bombay's facial expressions in the minute, so it's very clear to see. Yeah, I did think with Coop, I did think he ignored it. I thought he just like swiped up, but then it came back and said, okay, I thought it would have been funnier if he ignored it. The popcorn on the bed is interesting. I feel like that's a risky move. You know, you get crumbs on your bed, you're sleeping on popcorn kernels and stuff like that. So don't know if I would have gone that far.
10-year-old doesn't care. I'm actually impressed that they have like their own bowls. And so I was trying to look and I don't see one for Coop. So maybe he's already just like inhaled his and he's done. But you know, it's interesting. And I, it's also like the color scheme in the room is all like kind of, you know, green, you know, kind of green and some blues and like some like kind of like beigey colors, and like the bowls match that motif. So you think that like his moms, they know how to decorate.
Yeah. I would say I'm getting a better look. I'm trying to see what pennant is on his wall. It might be a wild pennant, but it's way, you only see the D. So I might give him credit there, but then there's like a bear and just like a painting of a city. So yeah, as far as the video games, I could see Nick's mom's not allowing video games, especially in the room. So maybe, you know.
That's a good point. It's like, hey, your Xbox is down here on the family TV. You get 1 hour a week, you know, except you get 2 hours on Saturdays or something like that. So,
yeah. So anything else on this minute before we go to the MVP?
You got to think, is this like after dinner and like popcorn? Is there like after dinner snack kind of like, because you got to think sleepover, you got to have like, you know, pizza and sodas or something like that. So they've already eaten. I guess, and you know, maybe Coop has been silent the whole time, but you know, they think there's the line like, oh, it's his first sleepover. You know, I think that would have come up already, unless they're just like, we're not gonna feed you kids, just go upstairs, here's some popcorn, shut the fuck up, you know, leave us alone, here's one deck of cards.
Yeah, that's a great point. Unless this is like a weird situation where the kids are getting dropped off at like 8 p.m. and they had already eaten dinner. But yeah, you would figure there was some good pizza party going on downstairs. They go upstairs and get the popcorn. But great point. I don't have anything else. Let's go to the MVP. I do like honorable mention for Bombay. I thought Coob was very good in the screen time he had. I'm tempted to give it to Coob, even though Nick is the obvious answer here. But what are your thoughts?
That was kind of my thought too. I thought Coob's like the character is still very well established. I think that Evan doesn't really have much in there, so I think it's tough. You can't really give it to him. So I think it's between, Nick and Coob, and I'm gonna give it to Coob. Even though essentially, Evan's got Nick has all like the delivery of the lines. I think Coob with the socks and sandals on the furniture, having already eaten his popcorn, I think is just some good acting there and like good character development. So they set him up to succeed with this scene. Mm-hmm. So you want to tip your cap to the showrunners, but. Yeah, I'm going to give the MVP to Coob.
Nice. I don't think Coob ever talks in the minute, but he wins MVP. So
doesn't even like look at Evan and Nick. He's just on his phone and like I've got it paused and like trying to see what he's doing. Looks like he's playing some kind of like Candy Crush type game. And so honestly, his brother's like, hey, they told the actors like, hey, it's like play whatever game you want on your phone like for like this scene. Just look at that. All right, that's simple. Keep your feet up.
Nice, nice. So yeah, Coob officially the MVP. Let's move on here. Before we go to this week's Quack question, I did want to get your thoughts on last week's Quack question, or I guess 2 weeks ago now, which was about, what ducks, if any, were taking benefits after winning the Junior Goodwill Games, and that could obviously affect their eligibility within high school sports and high school hockey in Minnesota. So, I mean, do you think any Ducks either, officially take the money and just like don't play? Does Jesse Hall just say, hey, I'm going to, be a brand ambassador for Wheaties and not play high school hockey? Or do you think, Charlie or Banks or is getting money, under the table from, local car dealerships and things like that? Do you have any sort of initial, I guess, thoughts on who might be taking the money and run?
You got to wonder, actually, if like them appearing on that Wheaties box, did that violate any kind of eligibility? And I'm going to guess no, because I'm guessing they didn't receive any kind of money from it and probably not even any Wheaties from it. And they probably got to keep all their Team USA gear, but there's nothing wrong with that. You got to think that people wanted to like sign the Bash Brothers to something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if it's like if they're playing juniors or something in Canada. So maybe there's like they're trying to talk to them into doing that and then they can get some kind of sponsorship deal. But you got to feel like agents were all over like Banks, essentially, as well as Conway, like you're the captain, but I wonder if they just kind of went to Gordon. But it'd be interesting, Mighty Ducks in this today's climate with NIL deals. And I'm not sure if Minnesota is one of the states where high schoolers can receive NIL deals and retain their eligibility. But I guess if Eden Hall is competing in like a private school league, then hey, maybe like they can do whatever they want. And I'm willing to bet that Eden Hall probably has some nice like deals kind of thing where it's like, look, go to these restaurants around town, you eat for free, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think the question asker at Yay Mister looked it up and it seemed pretty clear, but I do think there's a challenge that could happen if this happened, in this day and age. I do think this gets challenged. There's some appeals and maybe the rule changes to be a little more lenient as we go through. But that was essentially my thought. Like, I think Bombay, Hendricks, they make the money. Maybe somebody gets, you know, a little bit of cash, you know, under the table for signing autographs or something like that.
Well, but we know Bombay, he broke the rules, and that's why he's no longer a college coach. So you got to think that it wasn't the first time he did something.
That's true. Yeah.
So he was giving some of that Hendrix money to Charlie, to Portman, to Charlie's mom. And, you know, yeah, you really do got to wonder, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, stealing bread to feed your starving family. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point, though, that I didn't really think about. Like, how much should we believe Bombay's story about, oh, I just gave this kid tape and he couldn't afford any money? Was that really true or not? So let's move on now to the actual quiet question for this week. This one comes from JBeasley777. He asks via the Discord, general quiet question, do any of the Hawks like that was weird emphasis. Do any of the Hawks like Larson or McGill end up at Eden Hall? They're from the Cakewater side of town with money. What do those interactions look like?
Pretty sure Cakewater is supposed to be Cake Eater.
True. I didn't know if he was like, you know, it's that side of the river or something. But yeah, probably Cake Eater.
You know, I don't think McGill has the smarts to get into Eden Hall. It seems like a pretty prestigious, you know, like, school, and obviously he's you know, he was part of the Hawks dynasty that fell. Do you want him on your team, on your hockey team?
Mm-hmm.
I could see Larson being pretty bright and you know, attending Eden Hall, and maybe he's got parents who are affluent and you know, got positions there. It's like, we want to send him to the best school, and he's like, I'm done playing hockey because of like what the Hawks like were about. So I could see him quitting hockey and then going and then, you know, being the next, you know, radio star or something like that.
Oh, I like that. I like that for Larson to take over when Josh graduates. Yeah, it's going to have to be somebody who gives up hockey, because essentially the Ducks took all the spots for those kids, unless there's a freshman team or something that is playing and then, you know, bumps up to JV.
I think it's kind of implied that it's like, and this is also weird, it's like they have varsity and freshmen. But it's like they've called them like JV. It's like, you don't have any sophomores or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's and you also got to think hockey powerhouse. They're going to have like at least three teams, a freshman team, JV, and varsity. But they've just got like 8 kids on JV and, you know, 12 on varsity. It's strange. But yeah, I think Larson goes to Eden Hall. He's not involved in hockey. Maybe he's like, hey, I've always wanted to do cross country. You know, I could see him picking that up and also being like big into AV. And then McGill, I don't think he's got the grades unless like we think his parents are just like super rich. I kind of envision his dad as like owning like an Irish pub and like doing pretty well and having some shady characters there.
Mm-hmm.
But McGill is going to like take over that pub one day.
Yeah, I like that. I do think there's maybe another lesser Hawk, you know, who was riding the bench that we don't know the name of or can't remember. Like,
and you got to think there's a Hawks to Eden Hall pipeline, because there was Gordon. And so, but I wonder if they tried to distance themselves, because surely like news of, you know, Coach Riley's, you know, abuse started to get out in the circles. And even if it wasn't like publicized in the papers, you know, those circles are small. And it's like, hey, we're not going to do this. We're going to slowly let this pipeline die.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe, you know, the Hawks kids who might have gone there see, oh, all the Mighty Ducks are coming there. I'm going to go to a different private school because I don't like these kids. So, yeah, I think, yeah, maybe one or two Larson goes, maybe another Hawk goes, but most of the other ones distance themselves from Eden Hall there. So that is your answer, Jared. Good question. I do want to, if I can find this, I do want to give a duck call because we got a new producer. We have a producer from Joshua Pulowski. Congratulations, Josh P. He has become one of our producers. So Josh, if you're listening, contact me. I can send you your stickers. If you want to join Josh, there's a link in the show notes. You become a producer. You help keep the lights on, keep us going, and help us grow the pod. I don't know where my duck call is right now, but Josh, I will, if I can't find it in the next 25 seconds, I will edit in a duck call right here for you. And with that, thequacktech.com. Go there, contact us at quacktechpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quacktechpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you thought of the sleepover and Nick's jokes. And again, thanks to all our producers, Josh and everyone else, for helping us out, for continuing this and making this as good as it can be. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
The quick.